Live from KQED News, I'm Rachel Vasquez. San Francisco city officials are attempting to block state plans that would allow robo-taxis to operate in the city 24/7. KQED's Billy Cruz has the story.
The opposition from city officials comes after state regulators released draft resolutions earlier this week to allow self-driving taxis in the city. The plans would specifically allow robo-taxis from the companies Waymo, owned by Google, and Cruise, owned by General Motors. City officials are blasting the resolution, citing a history of unplanned stops, intrusions into power lines and crime scenes, and crashes. The California Public Utilities Commission is expected to vote on the resolution on June 29th. I'm Billy Cruz, KQED News.
San Francisco police are working with local auto shops to stop catalytic converter theft in the city. A free pilot program to mark catalytic converters with their owners' license plate numbers and an SFPD logo started yesterday. Supervisor Joel Engardio says the goal is to make the converters harder for thieves to sell and easier for police to track.
No deterrent is foolproof. A determined criminal can grind away the etching if they want, but we just want to make it as inconvenient as possible for a thief to want that catalytic converter. Or if they're going car by car at the night and using their flashlight, if they see the SFPD logo, maybe they'll pass that car by.
Over 300 people have signed up for the program. I'm Rachel Vasquez, KQED News.